Welcome to Safety Chats. Host Jason Stark, Director of Safety at Baldwin Safety and Compliance, shares decades of aviation experience and a passion for safety. Let's get started with this week's Safety Chat.
All right, so here are a few fun facts I learned from the U.S. National Science Foundation about black holes. Really interesting. So one, there are likely millions of black holes in our galaxy, and we probably never know where they are. That's kind of cool. My favorite, if you fell into a black hole, if you happen to be out strolling and find a black hole, you fall into one, you would never escape. How strong they are. The third one is, if you fell into a stellar-sized black hole, there's different classifications of size of black holes, but if you fell into a stellar-sized black hole, you could turn into human spaghetti. That sounds delicious, but that's interesting. And then four, there are a class of black holes that could fit in your pocket. Can you imagine carrying one of those around right next to your BlackBerry? You have your black hole. So there are primordial black holes, which is a small ones. There's stellar mass black holes. There's intermediate mass black holes, and then supermassive black holes. I love how they use straightforward terminology to describe size. And number five is, for the first time in human history, many of you know this, but we know now what a black hole looks like. We really can't see a black hole. We see the light ring around the black hole. It's a black hole. It's, well, it's a black and it's a hole. You can't see it, but you can see the light around it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Baldwin's Safety Chats podcast. My name's Jason. So happy to be with you. This is where we talk about all things safety, safety management, organizational behavior, organizational excellence, or anything that can just help us to be a little better or maybe be more effective at your job. And yes, this is a Safety Chat podcast, and you're wondering, why are we talking about black holes? And that's a great question. And the reason I want to bring up black holes, I think we see that they're powerful. They suck everything in. Nothing ever gets out. And they're pretty dangerous. I'd like to relate that to what I call the information black hole in an organization. And I know I've used this example in the past when I'm teaching a class, but have you ever submitted a safety report and you feel like it just goes into a black hole? You never hear about it. It's never gone. I don't know. Maybe it's spaghettified. I don't know. But you never hear anything about it. And we've talked about that. But the thing I want to take it to is a higher level is just about any information that you give into an organization. And this is where it becomes a little touchy. Now, yes, obviously safety reports and any safety information we're giving to the organization, we'd want that not to go into a black hole. But I want to generalize this to anything our folks feel is important. And I want to touch just briefly on mental health, because I know this has been a really contentious and hot topic, pilot mental health, any aviation professional's mental health, because we work in a profession where we really need to have clarity of mind. And if we're having mental health challenges, obviously that can impact that and probably not for the better. So it's those signals, especially if somebody is needing help, that becomes of most concern, I think. And it's when people are trying to talk about it, especially I think in our field, the recipient of that message may become a little dismissive because maybe it's uncomfortable or maybe it's something they don't want to deal with or they don't want to hear because they feel like they have an obligation to do something. I'm not really entirely sure. The fact is that in organizations, whether it be information of this type, like I need help, or I'm struggling, I'm feeling right, that information, even just to safety information, reporting like a suggestion or a way to make things better, if that goes into a black hole, then a lot of damage can be done. Just like the real black holes are very dangerous and deadly, these organization informational black holes can also be very dangerous. And it could be dangerous not only in the aspect of the organization is missing probably some vital pieces of information, but also the danger or the impact, the negative impact that it has on the sender of that information. So it's interesting. I'm reading a book by Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. And he is a clinical psychologist, a very smart man. He talks a lot about psychological well-being, which, like I said, I don't want to delve into too much here, But he talks about some traits that are interesting. And one of the things he points out in his book is that when somebody pays attention to what you are saying, it is actually a validation of what you are saying that it's important, that it's something that's meaningful to you, that's something that should be taken seriously. Now, he relates this back to childhood, our early years, our formative years, when we're 2-3 years old, and we started pointing. And when we point to something as a child, it's usually, I'm saying usually just because of my own kids, when I think about what they pointed something, they pointed a tree and call it dad, which is just bizarre. But usually when a child is pointing to something, it is something that is important to them. It is something, and this again comes from Dr. Peterson, it is something that's important to them. And what research has found is if that import is dismissed, then there could be ramifications to the individual. Now, let's take it to adulthood, right? And where pointing now becomes our words. So instead of pointing to things, and I know we still do, but the idea of pointing now for adults is our words. It's what we're saying. It's what we're feeling. It's what we think is important to us. We're pointing out. But when we do this, quote unquote, pointing with our words, and I want to say this very clearly, if it is ignored by society in our organizations, if it's ignored by the organization, according to Dr. Peterson, it diminishes or completely eradicates a person's self-worth. Now that is bothersome. So I always talk about when we report to a black hole, I took a more crass view of it. If I were to submit a report and it goes into a black hole and there's nothing there, I took the time to fill out that report and the organization ignores them, like, whatever, get bent, and I'm just not going to do it again. Like, there was no effect on me. But according to this, according to what Dr. Peterson is saying, is that it's quite possible, and I never really thought about it, but it's quite possible all those people that are reporting that if they are receiving no validation for what they're pointing out, if their reporting is discounted, then it is going to diminish or possibly eradicate your self-worth. Because you're probably thinking, well, they don't listen to me. So obviously my opinion or my thoughts, my pointing is not important enough to be considered. So therefore, maybe I am not important. And that's troublesome. And when we go into the realm of mental health, and we talk about struggles. And in my flying career, there was a lot of things. Pilots that I knew that struggled. I struggled as a pilot, especially 135 pilot. We were socially isolated, meaning that we didn't have normal social ties or gathering just because of the nature of our job. We were gone one day here, the next, gone for another 5-6 days, have to carry our uniforms around us, maybe out to dinner, we get the call. We had a different interaction with society. And in this book too, Jordan Peterson talks about the importance of community in our mental well-being. But if we're struggling in our society, in our relationships, or we're struggling mentally, then if we bring it up, which if we do bring it up or drop hints, and I know about dropping hints, that's not being direct, because sometimes we're a little scared to bring these up just because of the stigma that's been around mental health in our industry. But if we bring it up and say, in a sense, I need help, or like I said, I'm struggling, and the organization sees this point and dismisses it or discounts it. And what I mean by discount, oh, you'll be all right, man. Just suck it up. You'll get through it. You'll get through it. Yeah, I know you guys were married for 10, 15 years and you've been gone a lot. She had an affair or he had an affair, whatever it may be. And I know that was a graphic example, but still, just get over it. And we're basically discounting the fact that this person is hurting. This person is struggling. And when we do that, according to Jordan Peterson, then we're probably diminishing or eradicating their self-worth. And how sad would that be if somebody's already struggling, they're reaching out, and they're discounted or dismissed? To me, that's troubling. And that's what I mean by that informational black hole, that any information that comes in that could be of use, any information that could be to bring people to a better state, eudaimonia is the way I say it, that bring them to a better state, or anything that can bring the organization performance to a better state, if it's discounted, dismissed, yes, that sucks for the organization because they're missing out on important nuggets of information to make them better, but also what I don't think is being realized is the negative impact that has on the sender. So when we open up a report and you're like, this is just kind of dumb. I know some of us have received reports like that, like, wow, no one's out there in the right field. I'm guilty of it. I've discounted or dismissed. And because I felt my workload was too high, I just pushed it to the side and never got back to the sender. And not realizing that can have an impact on how that person views him or herself. And that's something that I would definitely like to go back and change if I could. But it's something I just wanted to bring up today in this podcast, because this black hole not only hurts the organization, but it can hurt the people trying to improve the organization. So just something to think about. I'm not going to go much longer on this one, because this one seems kind of like a downer, doesn't it? I'm not like chastising. I'm talking to all of us. I'm talking to me too. Whether it's in the organization, dealing with safety information, dealing with mental health issues, or even out in life when people are talking to you and they bring up something important and you dismiss it. How many times have we done? Even with our spouses or our friends. Hey, this is really, whatever. It hurts the person. It hurts the other person. So again, it's not a scolding. I love you all guys. And I'm just talking to myself too. But in the realms of organizational dynamics, though, please keep this in mind, that we want to take what people are sending. Remember the points, just like kids point to what's important. We point with our words. We want to take those words into consideration. We want to take those words and acknowledge that we've received those words. We want to take those words, and if we can act upon them, that'd be fantastic. And if we can't, then maybe we owe the person an explanation. And then when it comes into the idea of mental health and people are hurting and they're sending signs or they're even direct communication, let's not dismiss it. Let's not discount it. First of all, let's not stigmatize it. That's the first thing. But let's not dismiss it. And let's take that pointing seriously. So that's all I have. It's kind of a shorter one. I thought I'd spare you the long 20, 25 minute ones. But this is just something reading through this book that really convicted me. And so thank you for listening to my rant or go on about this. I hope some of this was useful to you. If you have any questions about this or any other topic or any topics you want to hear, please reach out to me. Let us know how we're doing. We want to be here to serve you. We want to be a source of inspiration, of encouragement, and we want to be a source of knowledge for you. And I learn with you while doing these. So let us know. Let us know how we're doing. You can rate us wherever you're listening to this. Or like I said, send me an email directly, jstarke, STARKE, at portside.co. Leave that M off there. It's not .com, it's .co. But drop me a line and let me know, good, bad, or indifferent. Thank you all so much for what you're doing out there. I know you're working your tails off to make the system safer, to make your organization safer, to make your organizations better. And I respect you guys so much for that. Love you guys. Till the next time, be safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Baldwin Safety and Compliance, the leader in safety management for the transportation industry. Since 2004, Baldwin has been providing state-of-the-art solutions and 24/7 support to the aviation and transportation industries. Baldwin's clients include all sizes and types of transportation operators. Baldwin provides safety and related business services to commercial and non-commercial transportation operators, medical transporters, FBOs, MROs, airports, flight schools, UAS operators, firefighters, OEMs, ground transport operators, and others. Visit BaldwinSMS.com to discover how Baldwin can enhance your organization's safety program.